Amen. How many of us were blessed by those presentations? You can do better than that now. It is unto the Lord. Amen. Happy Children's Week to the Bride of Christ worldwide. Can you say that to your neighbor? Happy Children's Week. If your neighbor is a child of the Lord, tell that person Happy Children's Week. Amen. May God bless you. All the children of God, may God bless you in Jesus' name. Where are they? All the children of God, may God bless you in Jesus' name. Where are they? There are just a few of them here. All the children of God, may God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. A round of applause to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We give God praise for the great opportunity given to us for this time. Indeed, it is a blessed period and a very, very important period for that matter. Amen. Every person here in this house will agree with me that the work of parenting is a very difficult but yet very important work. If I have somebody in agreement, can you shout amen? Yes. A very difficult but very important task. So difficult that, you know, it takes your time. Hallelujah. And so in this very special day, I'd like to share a very short exhortation in addition with all of the presentations and all of the activities that we have had in the past 1 week of our Bright Kids Children's Week. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. Let's read a scripture, and from there we'll go on with other activities we have today as God will help us in Jesus' name. 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. And the Bible says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. And that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which is able, the scripture is able to make him wise unto salvation. And this is what Paul told Timothy in one of the epistles he wrote to Timothy, in reassuring Timothy that the reason why Timothy will be wise and make a decision that will land him in the right path, is the secret is this, is that Timothy already knows the Holy Scriptures. Hallelujah. And what time did Timothy know the Holy Scriptures? From a child. Hallelujah. I want to title this very short exhortation, And from a child. And from a child. Brothers and sisters, parents, please sit up very well and listen to what I want to say. I am the son of my mother and my father. I was given birth to somewhere in Jos, in a very peculiar way, to the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, I've lived with my parents before, of course, I got married. I lived with my parents for a long time. Then something happened and landed me to where I am now, doing what I am doing currently. Parents, please, I want to make this first point that is very important. As we look at the whole activity going on with the children, this statement I want to make is very, very necessary, and I want your spirit to hear me clearly. Brothers, sisters, I've been in the pastor, in the children's ministry now for more than 8 years, thereabout, going to 10 years. Brothers, sisters, to give birth is not by force. Should I say it again? Giving birth to a child is not by force. It is not what? It is not by force. Because parenting is a serious matter. Should I say it again? Maybe somebody can get it. Because I want somebody to understand what we are doing. This period of our Children's Week, the whole of Saturday, a huge part of Saturday, was dedicated to a special interview our daddy had with a professional counselor. How many of you watched that interview? How many of you connected? Okay, a few of us. Very good. Please, if you have not watched it, go back on YouTube and Facebook and watch it. A lot of us are making mistakes, parents. And I pray that after today, somebody will have a formatting of your mind when it comes to parenting. May I mention emphatically that parenting is an intentional thing. It's not a joke. Parenting is an intentional thing, not a joke. If you are not ready to take care of what God has placed in your hand, please, don't even give birth. No, don't allow pressure. Don't allow pressure push you until you give birth. One is not enough. Then you have 6 of them, 7 of them, 10 of them. Then you are finding it difficult to raise them in the way that God determines for you as a Christian mother or father. Don't do it. Don't let anybody pressure you. Ah, you mean say you never born? And so? Parenting is actually planned. Should I say it again? Should I say it again? Parenting is planned. If you ever give birth to a child by accident, the doctors will call it in the medical terms. They say it's what? Unwanted pregnancy. If something is unwanted, it means that thing was not planned for. Oh, am I talking to somebody? If something is unwanted, it means that thing was not what? There was no plan. But when a woman who is married and her and her husband, they know that this is the right time. Even in marriage, there is unwanted pregnancy. I want to be hearing your voice. I want to be sure I'm communicating. Even in marriage, there's unwanted pregnancy. Ah, honey, I'm pregnant too. How did it happen? How will I know? Is it not you? We're not ready for this now. Again, we never train this one finish. How come? Yourself, you cannot hold yourself. Honey, it's not me, it's you. Then there'll be arguments. Why? The child was not planned for. So unwanted. Brothers and sisters, parenting is intentional. Giving birth to a child is also an intentional thing. You must plan for it. Plan for it. Plan. Be sure that you have everything you need in place. Don't give birth to children with the plan that somebody will assist you. Do not give birth to children with the plan that somebody we assist you. Brothers and sisters, that child, if God does not help, will have an accident. And the life will be destroyed. It will be destroyed, though. Parenting is planned. Honey, I think we are comfortable now. We can have a child. In the medical, field. If you have given birth and you are okay, there's family planning. Is there family planning? Why does family planning exist? So that unwanted pregnancy will not enter. Oh no, I love children. Born the nation. I love children. Give birth to the nation. And then see what they will turn out to become. Because you will not have the strength, the time to be able to raise them. Susan Wesley, the mother of John Wesley, a very popular lady in history, gave birth to 17 children. I think she lost two or thereabout, or three, and she had about 13 or 15 of them. I can't remember how the story goes again. But what I can remember vividly is that the woman dedicated time to always praying for her children every day. The time that happened, there was no pumping machine. There was nothing, no pumping machine, no technology now. But she was able to raise them very well. The reason why that was possible is because, first, I will agree that that age or that time of life, there were certain things that was not as bad as it is right now. Am I making sense to somebody? Brothers and sisters, hear me very well. If you give birth to 17 children, you can't raise them properly. You can't. Not in this time, not in this generation. I was told a lady is pregnant. And I know the lady has 5 children. When I heard that she was pregnant, I said, yeah. Another one. 6. I was not thinking of school fees. I was not thinking of house rent. I was thinking of raising the child spiritually. Brothers and sisters, raising children is not just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. One day I was in the house, preparing myself to come for service in the children's church. And the Spirit of God, the way he used to do it, there's a way he used to talk to me. He told me, write it down, everybody. A soul is a soul. Even if that soul is a child, there's no difference. What are you, sir? What are you, sir?
Soul.
What are you?
A soul.
What are you?
A soul.
What is that child doing there? Who is that child?
A soul.
What's the difference between you and that child?
No difference.
What's the difference between you and that child?
God is a minor while I'm an elder.
The only difference, thank you, between you and that child sitting there is that you have grown up. Your bones, your body, your build, everything is now developed. That child is still in the process, but your soul did not grow. It's the same thing. Am I talking to somebody? Just as you will pay attention in ensuring that somebody's soul is saved, that's how it is with parenting. You will ensure, put effort to make sure that your own child, soul, the soul of that your child is saved. That is why parenting is an intentional work. You will watch over the child. How is my son doing today? How is my son doing? Who are the friends of my child? Who is my son around with? What are the kind of things that interest my son? A man who gives birth to 17, 10 children, you can't have that time. Not in this time. A soul is a soul. Even if that soul is a child. Many of us, so much interested in going out, you know, and doing ministry, evangelists, every day you are in the field. Brother, sister, there's also a field at home in your house. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Brother, you like quoting scriptures. You like preaching. There's a church in your house. I hope you know you're supposed to be preaching to those ones too. Sister, you're on fire. Anywhere you enter, fire used to burn. I hope you know that you have a family at home. If that fire burning outside around you in ministry is not burning in your house, something is wrong. Something is wrong. I am telling you, something is wrong, oh. No, Pastor Gabriel, you understand. I'm doing my best for my family. They don't want to catch it. It's a lie. It's a lie. Parenting is an intentional thing. It's not everybody that gave birth to a child. You went to the hospital. You push. Baby came out. Some people are only mothers because they gave birth to a child. They are not mothers by virtue of raising children. Some women can give birth to 50. They don't care. But they don't have time to raise even one. Are we looking for people to populate the earth? Only you want to fulfill God's assignment to populate the earth. Who told you that the problem of the world is more people if we can have more people. The problem of the world is that we have too many people and very few people know anything about God, because many parents have failed. In the church today, it's an opportunity for us to tighten our seatbelt. There's no day I talk about parenting, I will not talk about my mother and my father. The role my mother played in my life is still my example, even to people around me. Brother, sister, listen to me carefully, very well. The gift my mother bought for me as a child that was very precious to me was a Bible. My mommy made me love Jesus to the point that I had to go to Jesus and say, my mommy say, you used to appear to him, to her, like this, like this, like this. Why have I not seen you? Why is he only my mommy? I was so intentional about it. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you the gospel truth. I was very intentional about it. The people who know me, Prophet Sydney, in Mafuluku, if you come to look for me in the house, where am I? I'm inside my house. What am I doing? I'm telling you, I was 12, 13 years. We were very good friends. We have been friends for 23 years, so you can imagine. 24 now. I was Kunkuli. He will come to my house. I'm inside my house. What is keeping me inside my house with my Bible? It's not because my mother commanded me to do it. My mother told me about Jesus. And the way she presented it to me, it was too real to be a joke. With evidence. She said, Mio, I'm a friend of Jesus. I don't know about you people. She told me about angels. I got so bothered. I began to tell God, if you have shown my mother her angel, show me my own. Brothers and sisters, are you making this faith that you have interesting to your children? Or you are giving them your phone to watch TikTok? You know, social media has become the sermon now that children listen to. I am sorry for what you are raising. In this time and generation, the lady that pastor interviewed yesterday, she told pastor, she said, my daughter is 15 years, she does not have a phone. Pastor said, she does not have a phone? He said, yes. Pastor said, why? Why would you not give her a phone? She said, of course, a lot is going on. If she needs to do anything on the phone, she will come to me, I will show her. Many of us, we are using our own hands to kill our children. And from a child. Timothy is like every other child that is there. But there was something Apostle Paul knew about Timothy and his parents. Paul knew that Timothy's parents did a great work on him from a child. They loaded Timothy with scripture. No wonder, at a very young age, a teenage age, Timothy could pastor a church. What is our generation turning into? Do we still have watchful parents? Or we have sleeping parents? It's a call to wake parents up. Yesterday, Saturday's interview was a call to wake parents up as far as social life is concerned. Today's own is to wake you up as far as the spiritual life is concerned. You are not watching out for them. Brothers and sisters, you are causing trouble for those children from a child. Can I tell you something very interesting? We had our teachers' meeting. We used to have our teachers' meeting every month. The last teachers' meeting we had, before that Saturday, the way God used to do it, very interesting. We had our Bible study of teachers online on Wednesday. Before that day, I was asked to take the teaching among the teachers. While preparing for it, when a pastor say God spoke to him, it's not like all those prophets, though. There's a way it comes. God told me, parents, listen to this, that our work as parents is not to ensure that the child repents. It's a hard saying, listen to it. Our duty as parents, we are not to ensure that our children repent. If a child under you gives his life or her life to Christ, give glory to God. That child is an exception among many. Our major duty is to lay a solid foundation for the children. Brothers and sisters, the foundation you have laid for that child is what will lead that child to salvation tomorrow. Are parents in the house? Listen carefully, brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers. Don't be bothered. My son has not repented. It is the work of the Holy Ghost. Are you the Holy Ghost? What foundation are you laying for the child? The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That foundation is your children. If you destroy that one, what will you have to do later in future? If the foundation be destroyed, can you help me with this water? Help me open this one. Open this one. Stand here so that the camera will see you. Just pour it gently. Yes. Little. It's okay. Open this one. Pour a bit for me, please. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Go ahead, sir. Pour the water. Put them close to themselves. Thank you. It's okay. Tie it, please. Keep it here. These two bottles represent two different parents and families. Can you drink this water? Can you drink this water? Why? Is it not water? What's the difference? Can we have a microphone? Give somebody. Why can't you drink the water? After all, water no they keep black man.
It is polluted.
How do you know it's polluted?
Pure water does not have color. This one has color.
You mean pure water does not have color?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
But it's water.
It's clear. This one has color.
It has color. Mm. How did you know?
From my sight.
From your sight?
My sense of sight.
Your sense of sight?
Yes.
So you can see that the water has color?
Yes.
Will you drink this?
I may drink it. So if I smell it and it's not smelling bad, I may drink it.
But why do you think that you may drink this?
I may drink it because it's clear. It has one of the characteristics of pure water.
One of the characteristics of pure water.
Yes.
Thank you very much. A round of applause for mommy. Please listen to me, brothers and sisters. These bottles of water, there are families that are seated here now. Your family is either this way or your family is this way. Do you know the easiest way for us to know what your family looks like? Do you know the easiest way? It's for us to look at the cup which represents your children. You can never pour something else inside this child apart from what you are filled with. Lai, if you are a talkative, you will pour it inside that cup. If you are a beggar, you will pour it inside that cup. If you are a fighter, don't worry, you are pouring it inside this cup. Whether you believe it or not, it's a fact of life. If you are a thief, you will pour it inside this cup. This cup represents the children that came from you. How do we know that you have bad content inside of you? I don't need to look at you too much. I'll look at what you are bringing up. I can tell what content you have inside of you. They are a reflection of who you are. They are a reflection of who you are. Pastor, no, it's not really so. It is so. Do you know how many years they spent with you before they got to the age where they chose to continue in that your bad character? According to the lady that came yesterday, the professional, she said they spent over 10 years with you. And I believe that. We believe that in the children's church. We pay so much attention on those tiny ones. I tell the teachers, I said the moment they cross 10 years and they enter 11, the girl, her character will change towards you. If she used to run to you before, uncle, 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 the moment she is 10, 11, she will reduce it. Uncle, good afternoon, sir. Why? She has gotten to the stage. She's beginning to make decisions in her mind. I think this is good for me. I think this is not good for me. The moment they clock 13, 14, 15, 16, if you have deposited rubbish inside of them, you will drink it like that. What kind of content do you carry as a mother or father? What kind of content? The sister that came yesterday made a very shocking statement, and I coined it this way. It is the training you give your children that follows them. It's not you that will follow them. Whatever kind of training you have given them, it will be following them. But Pastor, I can be very dirty, but my child can be clean. That's what the Bible says, that a power will come upon that child and there will be a regeneration. Oh, Shama. There will be a regeneration. There will be no regeneration if you as the mother have not deposited some nonsense inside the child. Also, I'm not talking of the Adamic sin, the sin that we are all part of because of what Adam and Eve did. I'm telling you of character traits. What are you depositing inside your child? I believe it with the whole of my heart. Making a child to cram, or let me not use the word cram, memorize scripture is the best thing you can do for any child as they are growing up. The word of God is life. It's a seed. Sow it. It will germinate. It will die first though, but there's life there. My mother sowed the seed inside of me. Then when I became a teenager, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, as if everything I was taught, I forgot it. But guess what? No matter how bad I wanted to be, there was a limit at which I could go. You know why? You know why? Anytime I want to do something bad, I will remember my mother telling me, all liars will find their path in the lake of fire. I'm not joking. I'm telling you a reality. There's always a witness. The only person that knows what I'm talking about is that prophet that is sitting there. I say, we'll be doing, I'll do a bad thing. I will, as a young boy, I will call him. I will confess it to him. We will pray. I'm telling you what teenagers were doing. We'll pray, ask God for mercy. And be saying, Father, help us. Brothers and sisters, it did not start as adults. It started because there was a foundation already laid. What foundation are you giving to your children? Pastor, I don't have time. You don't have time. I know many children inside that children's church. They don't live in flamboyant houses and they don't ride expensive cars. But for a young girl who is in GSS 3 to memorize 100 books of Psalm, Psalm 1 to Psalm 100, brother, leave that story. The mother paid attention to her. What are you saying? GSS 3. The mother called me. She made 11 A's and 1 B in our egg to SS 1. Don't give me all those your stories. I cannot do it. It's difficult. Another person is doing it. God is going to judge you for it. That's what I came to announce to you. Yes. Don't worry. It's some families that has fallen so that the real ones can stand. God is going to judge you for it. How can God spend time, invested time, spoke his word, spend time, made everything we need, placed you inside the earth? He gave you opportunity. Out of 500 million sperm cells, you came out. He gave you opportunity to live. Now you have opportunity to raise somebody else. Out of 500 and something million sperm cells that went through your from your husband to you, you gave birth to that son. Then you will leave him like that and you think you'll go scot-free. You are a liar. A judgment is waiting for you. Brothers and sisters, what are you pouring inside of them? A mother came to meet me in children's church. Something had happened to her child. You may be here listening to me. She came. She was so passionate about what happened to her child and angry. So she began to shout. Who did this? She was vibrating. I was standing there. Her child was standing there. Other children were looking at her as she was charging and vibrating. I said, ma, what happened? Who did that? I want to know who did that. What happened, ma? Pastor Gabriel, it's because of you. It's because of you. Ah, the way this thing is doing me now. Ah, I'm very angry. I want to see that brother. I want to see that. I said, mommy, what happened? Somebody flogged my child. What is that? What not that? I said, mommy, will you keep quiet? Your child is looking at you. What is your problem? I got so angry. You know why? The boy was looking at his mother as she's charging and vibrating. Listen to me. One day, the boy will shout at his mother back. Okay, you don't know? Oh, you didn't know? He's learning from you. This is how you have a conversation when you don't like something. You shout and shout on the person. You don't listen to anybody. That's what you were teaching him. You want to give birth to 4 children? Think again. Do you have the time for it? Do you have the strength for it? It's not a joke. Eli was not spared by God. Eli. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 27 to 36. 1 Samuel 2, 27 to 36. 1 Samuel, are we there? And there came a man of God to Eli, unto Eli, and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribe of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offering made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy son above me. You honor your sons above me to make yourself fat with the chief, I can't see what's there, with the chief offerings of my people Israel. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I say indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And behold, the day is come that I will cut off thy arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. And thou shalt see an enemy in thy habitation in all the wealth which God has given Israel. And there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. Put it down. Brothers and sisters, Eli was a priest of God, enjoying all the benefit of being a priest. But Eli got to the point. His attention was no longer on God and raising the children. He focused more on just doing the service anyhow. The most annoying part was that Eli's sons, I'm paraphrasing because of time, Eli's sons were misbehaving. And Eli did nothing about it. Nothing. A priest. It's like this family. They know their children are misbehaving. You know your child has a wrong character because you can see it now. Is it not the water here you are pouring here? But you are not doing anything about it. At least this water can be thrown away. So that new and clean one can come in. This one, you can spill it off. Throw it away. Work on the character. Be intentional about your child, your son or your daughter becoming better. Throw it away. Then let God do the filling. If you are dirty, it means all of you are the same. Allow God do the filling with a clean one. But you must do your own part. The foundation must be set right. We have a children's church in Bride Assembly Church that I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that I personally am very proud of. I thought you would clap your hands, but I'm proud of them. So proud. The children that did Bible challenges this year, it was a shock to myself and the rest of the teachers. They were not children that we used to know. Not children that maybe you'll be expecting them to come out. Children that you will not expect that would ever have interest in studying the Bible were the ones that memorized scriptures this year. Up to a tiny baby. Small baby. I'm not talking of 5 verses. I'm talking of hundreds of verses. A small child. Brothers and sisters, it is not a waste. Don't say, this one is just cramming, you are cramming. Brother, you are sowing a seed. How else do they learn? It's by memorizing. They are learning. Don't worry. A time is coming, you will know what you have done. Yes, it happened to me, it will happen to them, it's the same thing. As far as you are living on this earth, that time is coming. If you have sown the right seed, don't be worried that their character, don't let it trouble you that much. Just keep them in the place of prayer. If you have sown a seed, though, keep them in the place of prayer. You know how the boy grew up with you? He used to love God. He used to love to come to church. He used to love to do everything about God. But now he has turned 13. Something else is happening. Don't worry yourself. Don't worry yourself. God will work on that child. Yes. It is God. Leave it to God. But don't let him hold you responsible for not laying the right foundation. Hallelujah. Don't let God hold you responsible for laying a very bad foundation. Paul the Apostle says he has laid the foundation. Let everybody be careful how they build upon. Foundation is necessary. The children's church is a foundation laying ministry. That's our duty. That's our duty. We are caretakers. We are foundation layers. We do our best to sow the seed. Just let the word of God enter there. Once the word of God can stay there, leave the seed to do its work. There's life inside. It will follow the normal process that God has ordained. When the time comes, life will burst forth. You'll begin to see the sign of what you sowed. Sow the seed. God was very proud of Abraham. He said, for I know him. Genesis 18. He said, for I know him. He will command his children What will he do? What will he do? What will he do? He said he will command them. He will not only tell them, he will give them a commandment, an instruction. You must follow the Lord. Joshua was bold enough to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It was a decision. And we didn't see anywhere where the Bible said, and Joshua's children argued with him. How can they argue? Our father has shown us the path. There's a landmark. This is how we follow. The woman that came on Saturday said, let us restore back family values. What is the value in your family? Some family you peep into. Like the one that came to church some time last year. Inside the child's bag, there was no Bible. When we opened the bag of the young girl, what we saw was season theme from season 1 to season 13. And an Indian film or something like that inside the girl's bag. I said, interesting. Who gave you? My mommy bought it. We used to watch it at home. I said, hey, interesting. You people watch it at home? Did you watch anyone yesterday? Yes, now. What is one? Season film. Don't worry. A season film will soon start in your family. It will be very long. I'm sure you will enjoy it. Because that time, you will run to Daddy Moses, my son. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know what he's doing this. I don't know what's doing that. Brothers and sisters, the secret is in laying the right foundation. Whatever you pour inside, at the end of the day, guess what happens? You drink it. Don't ever forget it. Whatever you pour here, you will drink it too. I will not drink it for you. Now you born now. You will drink it. I said you will drink it. With a round of applause, please welcome my daddy, Pastor Moses Alu. You can do better than that.